the backline coach he is now. He joined us on the line. G'day, Lepper.
Morning, boys. How you doing?
Yeah, we're going well. Not that you would have any doubts, but was it nice just to get the confirmation that everything was sort of tickety-boo?
Yeah, I guess so. We're playing some good footy over the last month and with a relatively depleted team and guys playing in different positions. It's been really good, actually. We'll obviously be concerned when we lost a few of our key boys, but seems to be coming out of it okay.
That may be the blessing in the end, because you've been able to unveil some genuine talent that perhaps may not have been exposed so early had you had everyone playing.
Well, absolutely. I think one thing about last year that we realised, we're probably a little bit too predictable. We had the same team basically every week and dishing up the same sort of stuff. And whilst they were good wins, I think we're a little bit, everyone watching us and picking us off. But this year, it'll be more unpredictable, aren't we? Yeah. Nick Boston plays some midfield and Shane Edward plays some halfback, so it's all a little bit different.
Hey, Lepper, good morning to you. Tim here. When Alex Rance went down and you're looking at what you were going to do with that back six, and I think probably chiefly that comes back to you being the backline coach, did you think of that you would have to try and replace him or play differently and get a different composition of that back six because of what Alex Rance had been able to do and the way he played for the rest of the group of back six players?
Well, it's a good question because you can't replace Alex, but I guess the one thing we had to do was make a call on who his position's a pretty key one, who can replace that. We just thought Dylan Grimes had probably the athletic component that was the best chance, so that's why that decision was made. But yeah, we've done some things around the fringes with Stack going back and Edwards and some really good ground-level players that can create the play as well. So, it's a bit of a different mix to what we had definitely planned for the start of the season.
I bet you wouldn't have had Sydney Stack in your plans at the beginning of the year. Would I be right in saying that?
Oh, I don't know about that. We've loved about Stack is his competitive nature and he's cool and calm with the ball. And we've always wanted to get him in the team. We didn't know how and when it would fit, but I guess when Jaden Short went down as well, we started to get a lot of injuries down there, we thought, look, let's give this kid a go. We didn't think he'd probably have the impact that he's had, but we definitely thought he'd be a composed AFL player.
Hey, did you play a bit differently against the Hawks?
Oh, it's funny. Every game is very different. I mean, one thing about coaching nowadays is it moves so quickly. We used to have a game plan for the year. Mm. And now it's sort of getting to the point it's gone even past the month-to-month stuff to almost the week-to-week. It's very different. Hawthorn played a little quicker than we expected. More uncontested marks in that game. Our backs got more involved with the ball, which we don't normally. I think one thing you got to realise is that every game's going to be a bit different and you got to adapt. And that's one thing I think our group are doing really well is just adapting, whether it be to injuries or the game on the day. We're sort of maturing as a group, so that's a good thing.
So is it chicken or egg with Dusty? Like, Dusty's Dusty. We know what he's capable of, and he was just back to his peerless best on the weekend. But before that, he hadn't spent as much time in the middle or at centre bounces as he perhaps has previously. Do you need to see him back and wanting to be that player that dominates the competition so you can then put him in the middle, or do you put him in the middle to make him back to be that dominant player?
Well, I guess there's two parts. There's the position stuff you're talking about and whether that has anything to do with your attack on the ball in the game. And I think probably Dusty was confusing the two. I think he was probably spending more time thinking, well, I've got taggers on me now. Do I need to find a new method? I think he just went back to hunting the ball in the opposition. And I think that's what's changed his game. And if he does that, it's hard for a tagger to stop him. So I really think that's the key. He spent some time in centre square bounce over this year. So that's not as big an issue, but I think definitely his hunt's back, which is really important for us.
And I thought Soldo was really good with his tap work at the weekend. I think, for somebody like Dusty and the other midfielders that were playing below him too, I think that there was a real predictability about what he was doing.
Yeah, one thing he's got, we've got sort of next to that 199 ruckman, so he's not really the hit-out ruckman, but he's around the ground, smashing Mumford type. But Soldo's really your pure get the hand over the top and can deliver some quality ball to the guys. So it's going to be a different mix for us. Sort of around the ground, I thought Segler probably, they got the advantage out of that, but we definitely got the advantage out of the air, which is, again, a bit opposite for us. Normally we're the other way around.
You're going to go and appeal that suspension?
I think we are, from my knowledge, from what I heard before I left work yesterday. So wake up this morning and see what the power brokers think. But they're of the opinion at that point in time that if it does go that way, there's enough evidence, I guess, recently that guys that have done similar things have got off. So, you know, all you can do is guess, you know, with these things at times. I think we all feel like it's a chook lotto at times, but, you know, you just don't know what you're going to get. But, you know, we go appeal it. We think there's enough evidence there and we'll see what they say.
Could Noah Bolter play that role on his own if he doesn't come through the appeal, if that's what you do?
Yeah, we had extremely brief conversation about it, Gaz, but we've got one more young boy, Callum Coleman-Jones, in the twos. He's a second-year ruckman, so he's still really developing and very raw. So that's probably our only other option at this point in time, or Noah with the old school, maybe a Noah and a caddy or, I don't know, Noah and a whoever.
Bring back Griggy.
Which is what we used to be. Bring back Grigger. No. One last game. So.
Does Bolter, does he do things that you and the coach, you all look around at each other to say, did he just do that? Did you just see what he just did, that bloke?
Yeah, he can. He brings out every emotion, Noah, that's for sure. He can make you laugh and cry in the one passage of play. He's quite funny. And then he's quite unbelievable with, you know, some of the things he can do. He's athletically gifted and talented. So that's what, you know, the fans, they want to see. He's off the ball stuff, like all young players. He's got a lot of game understanding to go. But, geez, we're really happy with how he's going.
Hey, infatuation with this 666 is almost dissipated, which is a good thing. But has it been different for you? Are you giving it a tick?
It was a bit of adjustment for us because we'd always had one off the back of the square at Richmond, so it was probably a bigger adjustment for our backs more than anything early, and I thought we'd probably struggle with it. But now everyone's sort of settled into it. It probably doesn't have the effect. I guess all you're doing in our game is shifting numbers, aren't you? If you're shifting them, they're not coming off the back of the square and they're staying inside 50, it means you're probably kicking into more numbers. So has it had a huge effect? Probably not. But I do like the way it has opened up the centre part of the game, though, to give the mid some space.
And your old mate, one of your old teammates, Simon Black, is going to be part of Survivor. The Simon Black you know, how will he go in Survivor?
Oh, I don't know one person that doesn't like Simon Black, so that's a pretty good starting point, I reckon, in a game like Survivor.
Has he got enough cunning? Has he got enough backstab in him?
Probably not enough cunning and backstab, so it just depends what part of that he's going to win over. It's just the love for him. Are they just going to? He's going to be a hard man to backstab, though, because he's such a nice bloke. That's going to be the biggest problem.
That is it. We're going to watch with great. We're more interested in that than the footy, to be honest, Leppo here. But very good of you to jump on. Good luck. It's been, I think, a fantastic performance on the back of what you've all had to endure injury-wise, and a big second half of the year coming up.
Thanks, boys. All the best.